The following Dharma talk was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So just to give you a sense of what we're going to do with the next 50 minutes, I'll start and just share some of my reflections on this class and my intentions behind it, my own ongoing learning about what it means to me to awaken to this reality of racism and then we'll have some time to, as a group, come up with some ground rules for our discussion, and then we'll have some small groups. Actually, before that, we'll look at a few resources that just to help prompt some discussion. And then we'll come back as a large group and have a short closing. That's just how we're going to spend our time. So, maybe just to start to say something about myself, that I identify as a person of color. My mom is an immigrant from Peru. My dad is a white Minnesotan. But I still feel I have racial privilege. So a lot of what I'll be sharing, even though I identify as a person of color, will be about awakening from whiteness. So just to say that to start. And I think an important turning point for me was realizing that this was personal. I'd always, being mixed race, I'd always been interested in race, but in a different way than really understanding what race and racism is and how it functions and what my role in that is. Was more curious about it in terms of my own personal identity, which is still an ongoing reflection and I don't think is separate from understanding racism and our role we play in it in terms of it as a system. But I think it was an important turning point to understand more how it wasn't, even though in my life I've experienced very little, if any, negative effects of being mixed race. That doesn't mean that racism was somebody else's problem, which is, I wasn't entirely conscious of it, but it wasn't like, this is a really personal concern for me. I'm not at the center of this. And that's what I feel is one of the main turning points that's happened for me, is understanding that I am in the middle of it, that my mind is the middle of it. My mind is the playing field on which everything hinges. There isn't anyone out there who's more responsible than I am, because I am a part of this society, this with its legacy, which doesn't exist any more out there than it does in here. So and there's a lot of different ways I understand that. Just seeing my own racial biases is definitely a big part of that. And also not even just what's internalized, but how my inaction is an action, and what my dad, for example, who's white, what's come to him historically down through generations isn't separate from what's been denied to others. And also the fact that this wasn't central to my life wasn't a mistake. When I realized that it was actually the intention, or it was actually the natural result that this wasn't central, that I hadn't learned, you know, until recently about, for example, widespread discrimination in the housing market, legally sanctioned in the years after the Second World War. So something I didn't know. And it was surprising that I didn't know. But then at the same time I realized, no, it's not surprising that I don't know. So understanding that my ignorance was actually, it wasn't innocence. Ignorance was the natural result of white supremacy, of the foundation of our society, whose function it is to keep power where it's been. So I see this as a really central piece of waking up. We're, in our Buddhist practice here, we're waking up to our minds. And whether we like it or not, all of us who have been raised in this country, our minds are the natural conditioned result of everything that's come before. And it's really humiliating, I can say personally, to see that. So I think a huge part of waking up, and what keeps us from waking up, is what we talk about in Buddhism, is not having the resources to be able to face what's really painful. And so I just want to say that I don't, just to acknowledge that if this work is real, it's engaging us in a real way, in a heart way, in an emotional way, because it's about our identity, it's about our minds. And so to just be compassionate with ourselves, with each other, and I also think our Dharma, our Buddhist practice, is a really appropriate and useful container for this work, because we're learning things about our minds that in our Buddhist practice all the time. And there's a quote from a teacher, Sayadaw Tejaniya, who says, "The mind isn't yours, but it's your responsibility." So I think this is how this context can be really supportive, where we're understanding that we do have a conditioned mind, conditioned by racism, and it's our responsibility to compassionately wake up to that, take responsibility for it. And it's not, it's the natural result of everything that's come before. And then seeing how this work can be enlivening, I think that'll be an important question that we can bring up throughout the class. What are the costs to waking up? Why is it difficult? And how is it enlivening to come into alignment with the truth? So I think I'll leave my comments there for now, and then turn to watch a short video and look at a few facts before we break into some small groups. So the video I picked is called "The Bike Thief," and some of you may have seen it.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.